Gary Odd left his post as Salt Lake County Recorder on Tuesday, and the county council is ready to move on. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
The county council voted on Tuesday afternoon to end all discussions and investigations into Gary Odd. They had been investigating the residence of the former recorder, trying desperately to get him out of office due to his visible decline in health. Several county officials, including District Attorney Sim Gill, expressed regret at the public way the episode played out and continued frustration that it took so long for Ott to resign.
At the end of the day, I think everybody agrees the most urgent thing was to make sure that Gary Ott was taken care of, and that was our primary focus.
In a letter to Council Chair Steve DeBry Monday, the state auditor noted that since at least 2014, Ott had no financial oversight of his office. The letter also said that Ott may have violated the county's nepotism clause by cohabitating with an employee. The letter does not name that employee, but it is likely Ott's legislative aide, Carmen Sinone. The two said publicly in 2011 they were engaged, but since then accounts have shifted from that label to girlfriend to close friends. Gill says if the county wanted to prosecute Sinone for the nepotism violation, Ott would also have to be named in that lawsuit, a revelation that prompted council members to balk. Council Chair DeBry said he's ready to move on.
Now that's just me. We're at a good place. Gary's being taken care of. I think that it's a new day now. We need to move on for the benefit of Salt Lake County.
Ott's deputy, Julie Dole, was sworn in Tuesday as the interim recorder. The Salt Lake County GOP will choose a replacement nominee on August 17th. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.